Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance. Back with Don in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic number 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April. Be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed.
We're talking with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance. Don, let's talk a little bit about this this cattle market right now. You heard Randy Block's thoughts. You've seen the reports, the beef herd numbers up just a tad from a year ago. On feed seems to be continuing to grow a little bit. You know, where are we right now? What's your take right now?
I think the 128 to 130 cash market that we've seen over the past 2 weeks probably as good as we're going to see. I think we're at the top end of it seasonally. Could we see the market ease off here for a handful of weeks, come back and check these highs in April when we get to the peak of that grilling season? Very likely. But to see any additional gains from here, I think we're there for this year.
So yearlings and calf trade, you think they're pretty well at their peaks as well?
Well, I think there's a mixed bag there. With the feeder cattle, the seasonality of that summer rally from a March-May low to that August-September high, I think that rally is still in store for feeder cattle. I think that percentage of increase this year will probably be smaller than normal, but I think we'll see the percentage increase. Now, here's the important part, though. The seasonal price high that I've had published for feeder cattle have been 150 for an August high. We have had futures close Friday at 156 and change. We were at 159.60 something, Thursday and Friday a week ago. When you have a futures market that is $10 a hundred higher than your projected cash high for the year, it's probably time to make some sales.
Let's talk about that beef cow number. You know, right around that 31 million head number now, just under it, according to USDA. Is that in line with what you were thinking?
We're still a little bit smaller on the beef cow number than what our model has implied all along. We still keep getting that 32 million head cow number in our works. To see an additional modest increase in cow numbers, and will we ultimately get to that 32 million? I think there's a high probability we can. I think a lot of noise in the cow market right now is the race to liquidate dairy cows, and that will be an issue certainly through the summer. With 9 million dairy cows, it's the number of cows is never the crippling factor. The crippling factor is when milk prices get so low that they elect to liquidate, they all want to come to town the same day. That's what makes so the pressure, I think, with the moisture conditions that we have across the country, if a guy on a beef cow side, if he hasn't liquidated today, we're 30 days away from grass, I don't really see the motivation to liquidate more beef cows, but the dairy cows will be a problem into the third quarter.
Okay. Beef cow herd at 32 million head, does that produce enough beef for us given where you see demand going?
I think I'm going to say yes. That's an interesting question, but it also ties back into that. With that 32 million cows, will we continue to see production escalate with the increase in average carcass weights? I believe that's true. One of the really interesting numbers I've seen this past year is that the estimate that we're losing 3 acres of agriculture land a minute with urban sprawl and all of the problems. So I think we're going to be more challenged on getting additional cows housed. As you well know, you know, some of the work I've done in the past on confined feeding environments, confined cow-calf, I think we'll be much more creative on how we house some of these cows. But the limitations on just availability of grass will be a challenge.
Finally, African swine fever. Randy brought it up. So many wildcards, so many unknowns with the Chinese, but it looks like they're going to have to end up importing a good bit of pork.
Without question. You take the transition that has gone on in China over the last 20 years of transitioning from largely an agrarian society to an urban society, that just puts an escalating level of pressure on them to get product in there and keep those people fed. The complexities of AFS as being the worst animal health crisis of the modern world, I think that's absolutely true. Rabo has not published yet, but we're in the process of reevaluating the level of eradication and liquidation that will likely transpire before that disease is ever controlled, and we're going to raise our estimate quite a ways when we come public with it.
Catching up with Don Close of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.